The word today is counterintuitive. This is Joel with Overcome Evil with Good. So we're going to talk about the word counterintuitive. Now, most of you know what that means, and I'm going to frame this thing up a little bit here. But the word counterintuitive simply means to do something. I'm actually looking at Oxford Dictionary, which is contrary to intuition or to common sense expectation, but often nevertheless true, okay? So we're going to talk about counterintuitive behavior. There's a lot of things that go with this, this word that I can tell you that does apply. The area that I'm going to talk about mostly is self-care, okay? When you go through whatever trauma, just life, you could be listening to this right now and say, get something out of this, even if you've never went through a bad relationship. The word counterintuitive simply means to do something that doesn't seem to make sense, but then we know that it actually works. For instance, tonight, talking with a group of people, this is what made me think of the word. One of the guys was talking about how fatigued he was, and then he started exercising. And he said, well, gosh, I'm so tired, I don't even want to exercise. But the more that he exercised, of course, there's a level of balance there, the more energy that he had during the day, which is counterintuitive. If you're tired, you lay down. You lay down, you get rest, right? Well, the more you lay down, that's what we call being lazy, all right? So I remember I had a physical job at one time, and I had to walk a lot, and I would be tired all the time. And then I started running. I was doing some competition running with nothing real big or anything, but I started running all the time. Next thing you know, my job was so much easier. I was less tired. I got my work done faster and all because it's counterintuitive. The things that you intuitively know, okay, like that just doesn't make sense. Like if I do something, like for instance, so if you're going through or have gone through trauma, you have to get to a point of when you get out of the 911 call, the dust is starting to settle, and you get into like a stasis moment, okay, like an area that you're like, okay, things are somewhat under control, and then that's when you can start really making decisions. And at this point in time is very, very crucial. It's very important because this is going to set your direction of continued healing, stuck, or maybe even go backwards, okay? So it's almost like you get to this level plateau place, all right? And so you have to say, all right, what did I like to do before? Who am I? What would I like to do? What was in my bucket list of life? I want to do those things, okay? You say, well, I don't have the money to go do, you know, X, Y, and Z. No, you may not, but maybe you can do something a little lesser, or maybe it's taking care of yourself, getting a massage or you know, going to the spa or something. And now there's obviously you can overdo anything where you cause yourself more financial burden. But in reality, when you invest in yourself, you're going to have a greater outcome of yourself, okay? I mean, that goes with anything. Well, you say, well, you know, I don't have the time. Well, you make time. Like yesterday, I went to a park and I didn't feel like walking. It was getting dark. And boy, did I walk in the dark. I was walking in the dark through the woods and I couldn't see a single thing. But I did just a little over 3 miles, and it was counterintuitive to everything I wanted to do because I was tired. And so I wanted to do something different. But when you do counterintuitive behavior, it's actions intended to produce a desired outcome may generate opposite results. Okay, so in other words, you are generating opposite of what you think. I was tired, I walked, and I had energy afterwards. Huh? Yeah, my feet were tired, and there were some things that I was tired because I walked really fast. But at the same time, you feel like sometimes when you're going backwards, but actually you're going forward. Sometimes you got to stop. You know, if you're in a contest of chopping down a tree, you got a large tree, you got an axe. Sometimes you just need to stop and sharpen the axe. In that stopping moment, that sharpening the axe moment, you're going to make greater headway with that axe head because it's going to be sharper. Or you're going to sit there and bang up against a tree with something very dull and get nowhere. What trees are you banging up against trying to chop down that's getting nowhere? Because you're tired. You're fatigued. Your mind, your body, your spirit is tired. And you've not made time for yourself. Now, there's a lot of counterintuitive things. You're going to do a lot of things that are counterintuitive with relationships. You know, you're tired. You don't feel like doing something for somebody. And you go ahead and do it. But then the next time that you need some help, there's joy that you get, okay? So there's a joy that gives you strength. Of course, we know that the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. But when you have a certain joy, all of a sudden, your burden became less. And you have a certain joy. You put others first. You know, part of the reason why I do what I do and I tend to pick up doing outcome of like podcasts or something like that when I'm going through trials because I want to give because I need. All right. So, you know, when it comes to church or just life in general, let's erase the church part. But, you know, the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, and all that good stuff. Give and it shall be given to you. It's counterintuitive. Faith is counterintuitive. Resting and believing something and not worrying about it, not striving on the inside, but abiding in Christ. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes being a parent and the things that you do can seem counterintuitive. You know, you got to get some things done, but if you just stop and you spend some time teaching and training your children when you need to get certain things done, if you just stop and train, you have a good time. There's value built into it, and hopefully they learn something from it and they're more apt to clean the room or keep the room clean, whatever the issue is. You know, there's a lot of things in life that are counterintuitive. So the goal is not to be operating constantly in how you feel all the time. If you feel tired, it only makes sense to go lay down. But sometimes you need to do things that are counterintuitive. And I'm not saying pile more things on you, completely contrary. Maybe you need to exercise. Maybe you need to release some stress somehow. Maybe you need to go get that massage. You know, every time I've walked or done something like that, when I didn't feel like it, exercised, or chosen to eat more healthy that day, even though I felt so hungry, it felt so counterintuitive that I'm going to only give my body, you know, this instead of everything that it wants. It's counterintuitive. So it's going against the grain of everything inside of you that makes sense. You know, if you ever get off of an addiction, we can go into, let's start with a cigarette. Some of you have addictions to nicotine, whatever it is. I'm just picking on this. You want to do something counterintuitive. The thing that your body says is, hey, smoke another one, then it takes away that pressure. Doing something counterintuitive is taking that away from you, and it's fighting through that urgency, that urge, you know, whether it be eating, whether it be nicotine, whether it be alcohol, whether it be other drugs, whatever it would be. You do things that are counterintuitive if you want to make progress. You don't give in to it. Hey, relationships are the same. You know, some of you are lonely. I did a post and did an audio on lonely. And, you know, loneliness is real. It's a real emotion. And I feel it every time people write me that what they're experiencing, that they're lonely. I get it. I understand it. But I have to do things that are counterintuitive. When you're lonely, a lot of times you isolate. Or you can do the extreme. I'm lonely, so I'm just going to go out and I'm going to party like it's, you know, like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to get involved in a relationship that I know is not good for me. I'm going to have a one-night stand when I know that I'm going to wake up and I'm going to regret it. I'm going to go ahead and participate in activities that I know that I'm going to be embarrassed about or feel guilty about later. You have to do what is counterintuitive at the time. You see, life is built on doing things that make sense, okay? Light's green means go, right? If you don't go, people behind you are going to be honking their horn. You know, most of life flows that way, but there's sometimes you have to stop and do what is counterintuitive. Now, I'm going to say this word so many times in this podcast that you're going to say, okay, Joel, I get it. Counterintuitive. But honestly, you know, when you have anxiety and you don't want to go to bed and you want to stay up and you want to watch things, you need to do what is counterintuitive and you need to go to bed and force yourself. There is nothing wrong with changing and controlling the urges of yourself. Matter of fact, it's noble. It's called discipline. You're disciplining yourself to do something that is actually better for you. A narcissistic relationship to know and to know boundaries, it's counterintuitive to fight against them at first because they're love bombing you. They're telling you everything you want to hear. They're mirroring you. They're becoming, they mirror your personality, the things that you like, and you feel like, oh my gosh, this relationship was made in heaven, until you find out it came straight from hell. And so when you're in those moments, sometimes you have to stop and do what is counterintuitive. You know, when you might have your friends and everything going, oh my gosh, he got you this. Oh my gosh, he took you here. He did this. He wined, he dined you. Oh my gosh, that is so wonderful. Man, that is a keeper. He's got money. He's got looks, you know, or she's got money. She's got looks. She's whatever it is, okay? You have to go and say, you know what? Something's not right here. And you don't want to be, you know, throw away relationships, but if you can see somebody's clearly love bombing you, they're flattering you. I mean, no one can keep up that charade forever. And it only usually happens until there's a level of commitment. And sometimes they wait, and usually they push to get married because they can't hold that for very long. They can't hold that charade. They can't hold that acting. No actor, I mean, you know, you don't have Jack Nicholson and you don't have, you know, whether it be Mel Gibson or whoever, I'm telling my age, Brad Pitt or anybody, you know, they're not going around and acting in character all the time because that's not who they are. You see, a narcissist is much the same. You've seen characters on the movie, you know, when they play a really bad person in one movie, and then you go to watch another one and they're the good guy. It really throws you off because you're like, that's weird. That doesn't work. They're really a bad guy. But and so your brain is sitting there, you know, but you've got to change your mindset that person's only in character. So these people, while they're in character of a good person, they're fooling you. They're pulling the wool over your eyes. They're deceiving you. But you say, but it makes me feel so good. Do what is counterintuitive, because I'm telling you right now, you don't do what is counterintuitive, you're going to pay a price. If I don't do what is counterintuitive when I'm sitting down at work and I don't get up and go to the gym or go walk for miles, I'm going to pay a price. I'm going to gain weight. I might end up having health problems. I might have, you know, maybe I have heart problems. Maybe I have end up with diabetes or anything like that. But if I get up and do what is counterintuitive, that is what's going to make the change. And I'm here to tell you right now that as a husband of someone that was not a healthy person, okay, for years, until I did what was started learning to do what was counterintuitive, because I have this desire to love, to protect, to provide for that person. When people are telling me, cut her off, get her out of your life. My doctor's saying, Joel, it's the only hope that you have. You have so much stress in your life. The only hope that you have is to get a divorce. Pastors, friends, you know, because I had to do what was counterintuitive, because I took a vow. Right now, I didn't break the vow. The vow was broken, and I'm not going to get into that. But I said, on my part, I'm going to love her till death does us part, okay? Now, someone in that relationship can break that, whether they're neglecting, whether they're cheating, whether they're, abusive, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. They break this covenant. They never really entered covenant with you. They went in saying what, you know, I'm not going to get into politics, but it was amazing to hear Bill Clinton just like 2 days ago. And he said, the Democrats need to learn what to say. They need to say things better instead of we need to do things better. We need to tell the people. And he began to talk about, it's all about what you say. Well, and I'm not picking on him, because both sides of the fence, you know, they both have, not everybody, I'm sure, anything like that. But what I'm saying is, he out and out said it. You don't have to do anything right. You just got to say it. You got to know how to market this thing. It's like a product that markets itself as being, you know, that heals whatever, and it doesn't do squat. But their marketing is phenomenal, and millions buy into it. This stuff happens all the time. Even lawsuits are formed because of products, lies, manipulation. They hide behind these LLCs and these whatever, and then go bankrupt, and they walk away millionaires and have scammed, you know, tens of thousands of people. So narcissism is much the same. Your relationships, everything, you have to do things sometimes that are counterintuitive. So how do you know when to do things counterintuitive, and how you know? Sometimes you need a rest. I'm tired right now. I have to get up early. So my body is saying it's tired. And so I do need to go to bed. But I can't give into that all the time. I have to sometimes say, you know what? I'm going to work against that. And I'm going to do what I don't want to do in order to get what I want. See, it's counterintuitive if you're wanting, you know, to, you know, some people, they get money, they spend it, they spend it all. It's counterintuitive to take that money and throw it in a bank account. And because you're going to eventually not be living off of emergencies all the time, because you'll have money in the bank account. I could go on and on about the word counterintuitive. Here's what I want to do. this purpose of this. I want to challenge you this week, as you go through your week, I want you to say, what things in my life can I do that's counterintuitive, that against all reasoning, it's actually going to come out okay? See, the reasoning is, when I was, you know, married, and the reasoning was from other, some pastors and some people that probably meant very well, they just don't know what they're talking about, counselors. Well, if you love your wife enough, if you do this, this, and this, and then she's automatically going to respond. Well, that's typical. And I would say the majority of women, if I would have treated them like I was, that, you know, in my situation, they would have absolutely loved me and said that I was a great husband. Just like some of you wives, same thing. If you, man, the levels of commitment that you have been to a husband, if you'd have done that to a healthy husband, the healthy husband would have responded and would have done things, would have been, the things that you needed. That's a healthy person. But there's certain people you have to do what's counterintuitive. You have to say, you know what? If I keep giving, I'm just enabling this person. Some of you are doing it with your children. Instead of giving, you need to start doing more of, you know, some things you need to take away or not provide for. Let them feel the pain. That's counterintuitive because you're a nurturer. You're a provider, and you want to give towards that. Well, I found out one thing when, you know, I went to Haiti, and yeah, a lot of people need, and I'm not saying don't give to any of these things, not at all. But what had happened is, you go into Haiti today, there's been so much giving from Americans. You get there and they're practically trying to take your shoes off your feet and trying to take, because they just think, hey, you're going to give it to me anyways because I'm poor and I'm from Haiti, you're from America, you got money, give it to me. And they have this sort of entitlement a little bit, you know, but we're just as bad or worse over here in the United States. We tell the federal government, we tell, hey, you owe my, you know, to pay off my school debt, you owe my insurance, you owe, when you don't even want to work. Or you don't want to do a second job, maybe. You know, a lot of us grew up in life, we had second and third jobs. Hey, I got my hand raised. I worked hard. And I put in way more than 40 hours, sometimes 60, sometimes 70, sometimes 80 hours in a week. But yet, if we enable people, we're not doing anybody a favor. You're draining an economy, you're draining a person, you're draining yourself in order to feed a monster that never stops getting hungry. And the greed of mankind is always going to be unquenchable. Narcissistic people, you've heard before, they're nothing more than like, emotional vampires. Are going to suck the life out of you. You can give and give and give, and you can be the best spouse in all the world, and that person still treats you like garbage. So, this week, tonight, pray. Ask God, what are you doing that you're flowing with the waters of life that you need to turn around and take a stand and go the other direction? You need to do what is counterintuitive to every reasoning. There's things that Jesus says, you know, in the Gospels that he says, you know, if someone slaps you on the right side of the cheek, you know, offer him your other cheek. If they, you know, go to take, you know, part of your clothing, give him your cloak also. If they want you to carry, their sword and things like that, a mile, to go 2 miles. That's counterintuitive to anything that makes sense. But there are other times where you need to set boundaries, and someone smacks you on the face, depending on what it is about. I always told my sons, hey, if it's for the gospel and because you're good and they're doing something, you take it. But if there's a bully in class that does something, you don't sit there and just keep taking something. There's a point of preservation of your own life and of who you are, boundaries that need to be created. You don't just like sacrifice yourself to these people, whether it's a narcissist, a bully, whatever it is, a pastor that's a narcissistic pastor that's a bully, spiritual abuse. Don't throw yourself at them. Don't let them hide under their man of God. No, they're not. They're a woman of God. No, they're not. If they're abusing you of any kind, they're not acting on behalf of God whatsoever. They're a liar. When your spouse looks at you and says, I love you, your boyfriend, girlfriend says, I love you, and does things that's contrary to that, they're liars. But we tend to believe what people say. You know, most generally, we have a tendency, if someone says something, the majority of us are going to kind of believe it, and we're going to say, unless it's something so outlandish, I'm going to probably believe you until you give me a reason not to believe you. Then you have to go and do what is counterintuitive and say, no. It's just like the disciples. I remember a portion of scripture where they were went into this area and in the book of Acts, and they met this woman, and she was, you know, crying out to God and saying praise him, and she looks like a religious person that's what we would say, hey, they're on fire for God. And they rebuked her, and they told the devil to come out of her. They did what is counterintuitive. They knew that whatever she was operating in wasn't the Spirit of God. Well, she was talking about God. Well, listen, our pulpits are filled with these men, women, that are getting up there and saying things it just isn't true. And sometimes, whether it's leaving a church or leaving a mindset, whatever it is, you need to do things that are counterintuitive. So I can't tell you specifically what you need to do. And sometimes what your counterintuitive things are not going to be my counterintuitive things that I need to do. Sometimes you need to, you know, look at reality and go on course with reality, but always be paying attention and say, you know, if I keep doing this, where am I going to be? And that's when you have to pull back and you have to say, I'm going to have to do something counterintuitive to everything that makes sense. There's a million things running through my head, but obviously I don't have time to share them. But do things that are counterintuitive. Watch good things happen. And the things that were meant for evil will turn out for good. Until next time, take care.